Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was a little kid, I would fall, I would trip, I would tumble down the street, I'd be on my big wheel, running into trees, running into people, and I would giggle, get up, scrape my knee, brush some dirt on it, and move on. And the older I get, the note I notice when I fall, it's not as simple to get up anymore. In fact, I fell once and I lost my wedding ring because I jammed my finger during the fall and my finger swelled up so badly that I couldn't get the wedding ring off. So we had to cut it off and there goes my wedding ring. So falls can be pretty serious. And sadly, we said goodbye yesterday to Senator Jill Lieberman. Senator Jill Lieberman died at the age of 82 following complications of a fall. He was the first vice presidential nominee to Al Gore, who was Jewish. And he also had famously left the Democratic Party to become an independent. And he was a long, long serving senator. And to see him die, it breaks our heart. May he rest in peace. But he died, they say, following complications from a fall. Now, when you're older and you fall, they can be pretty dangerous. In fact, every second, somebody over the age of 65 is falling. And I believe the U.S. estimates 32,000 people die a year from the result of a fall. Now, this isn't people falling into the Grand Canyon. This isn't people falling off of Red Rock or falling, you know, off a building. This is also people who trip and fall in their own home. And falls are deadly. When you are an older individual, now, you can, you know, oftentimes live a very long and productive life, but a fall could shorten that. If you break a bone, now you're not moving that well. In fact, when I was in training, they said that when somebody sustains a hip fracture when they're older, there's a 50% chance they're dying later that year. And that was a startling statistic. Now, we've improved that statistic, but why? Why would a hip fracture kill you within 12 months? Well, because you're not walking. You're not moving. When you don't walk and you don't move, now you could be at risk for bed sores. You could be at risk for pneumonia because your lungs aren't opening up. Kind of like an accordion. You need your lungs to open up so air gets into every crevice. But when you get this atelectasis or this accordion closing, then things can brew. Body does not like stasis where you're staying still. Body likes you to move. That's how it works. That's why some of us move in our sleep. So the body likes us moving. And so somebody who risks a hip fracture, they could get pneumonia. They could get blood clots. Your blood isn't moving. You're more prone to clots. And so hip fractures are very, very dangerous. Other sorts of fractures are dangerous as well. When somebody falls, oftentimes they can hit their head. Well, when you hit your head, now you're more prone to bleeding. You know how older individuals seem to have something called senile purpura, where, although I think they're going to eventually change the name, but senile purpura means older individuals bruising easily because their skin is thinner. Their blood vessels are not as elastic and not as bouncy, shall we say, and more brittle, allowing bleeding. And so you hit your head, whereas a kid might jump up and giggle and go back to playing, an older person could already be sustaining a bleed. You sustain a neck fracture, I mean, that could wreak complete havoc on your nervous system. So falls are not something we want to have. And so we want to prevent them. And when you hear that somebody died after complications of a fall, that, you know, alarms preventable injury. So I wanted to get my mom a pet, And I'm glad I didn't. In fact, I fell in love with the kitty cat, so we kept her. But pets, I trip on my pets all the time. If you are at risk for falls, or you feel that your bones are thin, or you're going to be at higher risk, you got to get rid of the pets. I mean, not get rid of them. Don't put them down, but give them to family members. You have to rethink how you're doing pets, or keep pets away from your feet. Maybe have them, you know, sectioned off in the house or things like that, and then, you know, choreograph it better when they're sleeping with you and things like that, because you could trip. I trip on cats every night, every time I have to get up to pee. There is some cat that just decides to be sitting there, and you know how cats are. They're like, I don't move. Right, I have the right of way. This is my area. You're like, it's a lane. You're in the middle of a lane. Move. This is a walkway. And they're like, no, move around me. And they don't realize that you're half asleep and you don't see them. So you have to do something with the pets. Another thing that's really important to do is rails. All right, I have a stairway in my house, and I'm right-handed, but the rail is on the left. And I don't know why it's not on the right. So if I'm holding an animal and I'm trying to use my right hand, because sometimes I'll carry the dog downstairs when she had surgery, there's nothing to hold on to. So if you live in an area where there's only one railing and that railing does not work for you, put in another railing. Get something in the shower. Falls happen in the shower because as you're washing your hair and you're moving your head around, you get dizzy. And so you'd be more likely to fall and pass out in the shower. Well, do you really want to be found naked in the shower? I told you sometimes I shower with a bathing suit just so I don't, paramedics come and I'm not naked if I fall and hit my head in the shower. But now make sure you have in your shower bars and things to protect you. Rugs. I'm of a generation where we really didn't do a lot of rugs. I don't think we ever bought a rug, an area rug. I understand the rug protects the carpet, but people trip on rugs. There's this one restaurant. Every time I go into it, I trip because that mat seems to roll. Look at the CDC website. They have a lot of nice information. They say 36 million falls happen every year among older adults. 32,000 die each year. That is not something that is a livable statistic. I think that's absolutely horrific. One out of every five falls will cause an injury like broken bones, head injury. And 300,000 older people a year are hospitalized for hip fractures. So another thing I want to recommend is check your bone status. Always be on top of that. Try not to let your bones thin if you're young enough to be able to take your vitamin D, calcium, exercise, and hopefully prevent the osteoporosis to begin with. But falls are not good because you break a bone, you're immobilized. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, who I think his net worth is about $3 million. Is seriously calling for a change to the work week, where the work week would be a 32-hour work week while you're getting paid for 40 hours. That would be in this law, where if you give Fridays off, Mondays off, Wednesdays off, you still have to pay full salary that day. The worker only does 32 hours. get still 40 hours of work, and then if they go over and work 36 hours, you're paying an extra 4 hours of overtime. And so, you know, Bernie Sanders, he doesn't necessarily work 40-hour work weeks. Now, he's a politician. They have different sort of, you know, rules, and they get plenty of time off, and sometimes they stay late, oftentimes they don't, and he's rich. So it's easy for him to say, all right, everybody should be getting paid an extra day off. All right, well, okay, I don't know if Bernie Sanders has talked to any small business owners. I don't know if he understands how a place like, shall we say, Southern Nevada or Northern Nevada, or you know, how the states that operate 24/7 businesses need staff. And to pay for somebody to not be there and be off, it's kind of salt in the wound. And I have issues with the whole 32-hour work week, but I want to ask you guys, and definitely school me on what the benefits would be. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is a 32-hour work week a good idea or a bad idea? So Bernie Sanders had posted on Twitter, while the wealthiest people in this country have never had it so good, 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. The time is long overdue for Congress to stand up for the hard-pressed working families of our country. It's time for a 32-hour work week with no loss of pay. Now, one of my listeners had brought up also a good point that when we do allow there to be paid time off, and exorbitant amounts, shall we say. Now this would be weekly. The co-workers struggle. The managers struggle. Some of these people that are working paycheck to paycheck are managing the Arby's. They're managing the Wendy's. They're managing the dollar store. And so when their staff says, sorry, it's my free day off, now they struggle. Now they have to make it work. And they can't just say, all right, well, I'm off too. And then the store closes and goes under. So the first fallacy that needs to be corrected is the idea of when you give workers extra time off, it affects the other workers. Now, when you are, let's say, per diem and you get called in every time somebody doesn't want to work or is off, okay, that might help you. But you know, it's not just a small business owner stress or a corporation stress. And again, I can't stand it when you hear these politicians who are rich act like employers are wealthy. Okay, the average employer is a small businessman, is a small businesswoman. Their only business is, you know, that house rental or that Subway franchise. And so Bernie Sanders is acting like he's speaking for those individuals that struggle paycheck to paycheck. Well, if they're struggling paycheck to paycheck, then giving them a free day off still gives them the same paycheck. All right, if pay is low, saying just pay them the same and let them work less, that's not, you know. Now, are you saying it so people could work two jobs? Then say it like it is. Give people more time off so they could try to collect two salaries. But if you're telling me that people are working paycheck to paycheck, so you keep the paycheck the same but let them go home an extra day a week, they're still living paycheck to paycheck. So that doesn't solve that problem. Got to be honest about that. And then if people are living paycheck to paycheck, why isn't Bernie Sanders turning around and looking at some of the other, right, congressional leaders or executive branch, and going, what are we doing with gas prices? What are we doing with food prices? Right? Why are things more expensive? Well, because we've been raising wages. Hey, maybe we need to slow it down on the $50 an hour rhetoric. Another thing, too, that I've been seeing, which we spoke about, is there's calls not for a 32-hour work week, but a 3.5-day work week. More and more calls are for a 3.5-day work week, meaning we go home Wednesday afternoon and no, or we go home at noon on Wednesday, right? No, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Oh, I'm sorry. We would go home at noon on Thursday. All right. Well, once you start giving days off, now that Thursday is your Friday. And what do people do on Friday? They already start now checking out. Well, it's Friday. We could dress casual. We could leave early. There's a lot of places. They just leave early, or they close up on Friday, or they don't even have, you know, they don't even have class on Friday. So then what happens when now that's Thursday? Is Thursday going to be the new Friday? And then you only have a 3-day work week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now, I live in an area where we have hospitals. I don't know about your neck of the woods, but we have hospitals. And these hospitals need to staff. And they don't need to just staff 3 days a week. They need to staff 7 days a week. And when they staff 7 days a week, those individuals need power to charge their car. They need gas to fuel their car. They need the lights working. They need to get some food. Which means whenever you do start to limit the work week, what happens to those businesses that need staff 24/7? Well, there's not plenty of staff. There's not plenty of trained staff. We have a labor shortage. We have, one, people don't want you to work. And we also have a lot of jobs where people are not trained. There's a lot of individuals out there that I think would love to drive a truck, but they can't drive a truck. You got to be trained to drive a truck. You also have to pass your CDL. And if you're using marijuana, if you're using any medications that prohibit that, we have a driver shortage. We have a law enforcement shortage. We have a firefighter shortage. We have a military shortage. Okay, people need to be trained. And once you start telling them, you know what, it'll be a 4-day work week, and yeah, Thursday afternoon, it's kind of like your Friday. Okay, we're not getting things done. You know, we aren't being told that there were flaws with Boeing airplanes. There were flaws on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. There were flaws or things that happened at the Michigan formula plant. And so we all suffer when people aren't doing their job. We have a jobs are being done half-assed pandemic right now. Now, is it because, oh, I'm off, see ya, or is it that there's not enough staff? When you talk to the coworkers of some of these places that have more quote-unquote work-life balance, they go, they're still working their butts off because so-and-so got to take off. And so I think before anybody who is worth multi-million dollars makes any more comment on what the working person needs, can you please talk to the working people? Yes, if you ask the average person if they could have a free day off, total pay that day, of course they'd say, yes, that would be nice. But what are the ramifications of that? Does the average employer have the money to pay for two people on one day, one to be home and one to be there at work? No, they don't, especially when wages are going up and taxes are going up. And so it's one thing to have paid leave. I think there should be a certain amount of paid leave and maternity leave, sick leave. But now everybody's getting an extra free day a week. That's a problem. And I'm not saying this is going to become law, but there's so many politicians calling for this. And apparently the small business owners, who are plentiful, there's a lot of them, just don't get their voice heard. And that I think it's a problem. So I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'd also like to see Bernie Sanders explain to us why, you know, he as a millionaire is speaking for the rest of us, right? That's, you know, it's nice. I don't mind if politicians are millionaires. I get that. It takes money to, you know, be able to quit your day job to run for office. But, you know, you're trying to look like you're here for the little guy. Well, that doesn't help all little guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Four people are dead, five others injured after a stabbing spree in Illinois. Police say there were violent attacks at multiple scenes around the city of Rockford Tuesday, about 60 miles northwest of Chicago. One suspect, who has not been identified, is now in custody. The world will get to see how King Charles is doing this weekend over the Easter holiday as he fights cancer. USA's Laura Winters.
And as we gear up for Easter Sunday this weekend, word from Buckingham Palace that King Charles will be making his first major public appearance since his cancer diagnosis back in February. Still no word on what kind of cancer King Charles is battling.
A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the southern border will remain suspended, 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judges in New Orleans deeming SB 4 unconstitutional. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So there was a woman who was left with kidney damage after visiting a hair salon. And I know many people are kind of concerned about this. This is the first time we heard that some of the chemicals we are using on our hair can hurt us. But many people will undergo treatments to be able to change the way their hair is. My hair is naturally curly. Sometimes it has a real nice curl. Sometimes it gets really frizzy. And I straighten it. But I straighten it with a hair straightener that uses heat. It is not the best thing for hair. It causes hair breakage. When you are applying excessive heat to your hair, a lot of times your hair will break. The hair does not like it. And so you need to be very cautious about using curling irons. I used curling irons all the time as a kid. My hair was so thick. I still have thick hair, but my hair stopped growing as long as it used to be. My hair was down to my mid-back. Now it only goes past the shoulders. And so I've started to lay off some of the mechanical hair straightening. But there are chemical hair straighteners that allow you to just have naturally straight hair so you don't have to keep using wands and other heating elements. The problem is in order to do that, you need some pretty heavy-duty chemicals. Well, there was a 26-year-old Tunisian woman who suffered from three acute kidney injuries between June 2020 and July 2022. Now, this is a piece published in the New England Journal of Medicine and being reported by Fox News. In a letter to the editor written by French doctors, there were certain smoothing and straightening hair products she used that led to her kidney damage. She had no previous health issues, but she was vomiting, had fever, diarrhea, and back pain. But the doctor noticed that each episode of the acute kidney injury coincided with her getting hair treatment at the same salon on the day the symptoms began. So it actually happened very quickly. The patient reported a burning sensation following each procedure, followed by having scalp ulcers. Now, some of you might say, three times, why wouldn't she quit after the first? You don't understand what we women do. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. If we like the way we look and the bikini wax was painful, the hair treatment was bloody, oftentimes we will just continue and push through, which is not the smartest thing. You've got to listen to your body. So upon exam, medical staff found that her blood tested positive for increased plasma creatinine levels. Plasma creatinine is a waste product that comes from muscles that enters the blood and then is filtered out by the kidney. So it's a sign that there's some breakdown and a problem. When the woman went to the salon, the hairstylist would apply a cream on her hair that contained 10% glyoxylic acid. The chemical is what researchers think is what caused the kidney damage. So according to the author, the doctor, he said, these results provide evidence that hair straightening cream containing glyoxylic acid is responsible for calcium oxalate-induced nephropathy. After hair straightening procedures of the type described there, they said the glyoxylic acid was patented and introduced recently in hair straightening products as a seemingly safer alternative to formulations containing formaldehyde. Everything's a chemical. Every time we swap one chemical out for another chemical, it's still a chemical. And they said, in consideration of the potential nephrotoxicity or damage to kidneys of topical glyoxylic acid products containing this compound should be avoided, and we would prefer discontinued from the market. Now, the article also noted that there were 26 patients in Israel who suffered acute kidney injuries after the Brazilian-style hair straightening procedures. In 2022, a National Institute of Health study suggested that chemically straightened products could increase a woman's risk of uterine cancer. Researchers pointed to endocrine-disrupting chemicals in the products causing that. So, you know, it's not just women. I mean, you know, men use products too. You know, and it's amazing what we could do now. It's also amazing how open we are about what we're doing. I remember watching Lucille Ball, I Love Lucy reruns as a kid, and how she would accidentally say, I need to get my hair dyed. I mean, done. And it was such a joke. There was all this laughter from the audience because you tried to hide the fact that you dyed your hair. I remember my mom, when she would dye her hair, say, don't tell anybody. that I dye my hair. And I'm like, isn't it obvious, Mom? Your eyebrows are dark. You have dark eyebrows, Mom. I don't think everybody thinks you're a natural redhead. But she would use these boxes and dye her hair. Yeah, when I wanted to go blonde, it was no. So I had to use Sunin. It was a type of bleach that you spray in your hair and then you sit out in the sun and then your hair would start to blonde. So I used a bunch of that, which I think also damaged my hair. And then my hair just turned out looking orange. But nowadays, people are very, very, you know, it's pretty obvious that they're wearing extensions, that they're wearing wigs. They're putting in, you know, different add-ons to hair. They're dyeing their hair. I mean, when somebody has blue hair, okay, we know it's dyed. All right, but how do you get blue hair? Well, you got to take your dark hair. You have to bleach it as light as possible, and then you can add the color. You can't just add blue to dark hair. It could be maybe a dark, dark, dark blue. But when you want to get that blue or that pink or that special color, yeah, like for Easter, we're going to see people with colorful hair. Pretty cool, you know, but it takes a lot. And that damages your hair. But also your scalp gets exposed to it. Now, I remember in the 90s, we would tell people originally when they were pregnant to try to avoid doing things with your hair the first trimester. Try to avoid hair dye, things like that. Then that was debunked, and they said, no, hair products are safe for pregnant women. Well, I avoided it. When I was pregnant, I didn't hair dye. I didn't do any. I used to do this thing called the frost, where they put a cap on you, and then they would pull hair out of the cap and then throw a whole bunch of bleach on that so that you would have frosty highlights. I actually liked it. It looked good, and I felt it protected my scalp a little bit, but I stopped all of that, and so I was pretty brunette when I was pregnant. But I was blonde when I was born. I was blonde as a kid, and then it just got dark. And by the way, dark hair is beautiful. We have a lot of exquisite people out there with dark hair, and I can't stand that society always seems to prefer, you'll give a preference and a bias towards blondes. Now, I am blonde, yes, but it does take some active. In fact, my stylist, I mean, he almost passes out. By the time he has to finish with my hair, I mean, it's exhausting because I have so much of it. But, so I dye my hair. It's easier. I kind of am looking forward to when the grays come in. I have a few scattered grays, but when the grays come in, it'll be really easy to dye my hair blonde. And then I think I'll be able to kind of, you know, give my stylist a breather a little bit. But that's neither here nor there. Understand that when we do things to ourselves, men with their beard dying, or their, you know, these are chemicals. And we don't know 100% what it could do to your particular kidney or your particular liver. You know, when I heard that somebody got the COVID vaccine and the next day went into liver failure, was it the COVID vaccine? Was it something else? But that's not a common side effect of the COVID vaccine. But you know, different strokes for different folks. So just understand that there could be risks. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole-gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, Professor of Radiology, Urology, and Surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I've spoken about this, electric vehicle anxiety. I don't know if it's the threat that most cars, new cars that have to be sold are going to be electric vehicles. I don't know if it's the price of these, the battery life, the needing to worry about a charge when already our cell phones and our laptops drive us crazy in terms of low battery, whether it's the fact that gas prices are going to spike as a result. Is it the fact that you're going to lose your job because you work in the automotive industry? I don't know, but it's getting ridiculous. And I think there have been many signs and red flags to ask the government to slow their roll. And they're not. They're double downing on this. Now, maybe it's because some of these politicians are very wealthy and have an electric vehicle and like it. And I have to admit, some of my friends who have been able to afford one, they really like it. But they do say that, yes, they've had issues where the charge or the mileage promised was not the mileage they got. And there were some close calls where their car wasn't charged enough. Well, that's, I mean, have I ever had close calls where I was almost out of gas? No. Because there's plenty of gas stations. But I'm not very savvy on the whole infrastructure of electric cars. And I'm lucky enough to live in a house, but many of my patients and friends who are in apartments or shared housing, they don't have a means to charge these things. Well, there are states, eight of them, that have now planned to ban sales of new gas-powered cars after 2035. Remember the original goal Biden set was 2030? Now they moved it to 2035. And the rules being adopted specify that only zero-emission vehicles, which would be your electric vehicles and some plug-in hybrids, can be sold in participating states. If not, those car dealerships, if they don't have enough of those in the inventory, and so they can't sell fuel cars. Traditional gas-powered cars on the road shouldn't be affected, they say. They said drivers would still be allowed to buy used gas-powered cars, so used lots might then grow. But automakers and dealerships would be prohibited from selling new gas vehicles in their respective states where these laws are going into effect. At the federal level, the EPA released new rules on Wednesday, which would require automakers to reduce emissions of new vehicles by about 50% from model year 2026 and 2032. To get there, the EPA says it's likely that 35% to 56% of vehicles will need to be electric vehicles, and between 13 and 36% will need to be plug-in hybrids. They said these targets are a little less ambitious than the first proposal, where it was 67% of new car sales by 2032 had to be electric. So Rhode Island has joined in terms of being a state that will ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035. California was the first state to jump on board, of course. That was through their Advanced Clean Cars, this number two rule. And California plans specify that 35% of new car sales will need to be zero-emission vehicles in 2 years. That number rising to 68% by 2030. So California, you're going to definitely see some changes. Now, I was just in California about a month or two ago. I didn't see a lot of electric vehicles. I did see a couple Teslas, but there's a lot of apartment living out there. It's really hard to have an electric vehicle if you don't have an easy place to charge. Charging overnight is a luxury. I was walking yesterday with my husband to go for a nightly walk. You saw some beautiful cars, even in their driveway, charging. Looks so convenient. Mind you, electric cars are pretty cool. But that was a pretty fancy, expensive house that had, you know, the $2,000 charging station built in, not to mention whatever the wattage is. And I get it. Everybody says, but you save on gas, you save on gas. That's wonderful. But the anxiety of it all, that's a problem. In March 2023, Maryland said that they are going to phase out sales of new gas-powered cars. According to Governor Westmore, it's a major step in the state's acceleration to improve air quality and combat the effects of climate change. All of the planned bans appear to be in the coastal states: California, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Washington, District of Columbia, and Massachusetts, if I didn't say Massachusetts. So this did not necessarily come from people voting, from what we're understanding. According to Money Magazine, the state's plans did not require votes from their legislators. Instead, they were advanced based on governor and environmental regulators. And so it would be nice to know what exactly your constituents want, because what I'm hearing is people are pretty panicked about this change. Now, I know everybody said, well, remember when we used horses and then we had cars and people panicked about that and then everybody ended up starting to use cars. Yeah, well, remember electric cars were some of the first cars? Didn't work, didn't last. Electric cars were some of the first cars, and it just didn't, it wasn't feasible. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin vows that the state will not ban sales of new gas-powered cars after 2035. Their state's emission standards are currently tied to Californians. The latest effort to repeal the law failed in the state Senate. But Virginia had passed a law saying they were going to follow California standards. But the governor said, no, this isn't happening. Now, there's other states that might jump on board. And again, I love the environment. I work for the EPA. I can't stand our dependence on the Middle East for, you know, oil and fuel. And I prefer that we become more independent. I just don't think that us this quickly mandating electric cars being the car of choice, I don't think we're ready. Every day we hear power outages. Every day we hear of grids being overwhelmed. You ain't seen nothing yet. Now with electric vehicles, and we also have a very impatient society, when rolling blackouts happen, and they say, sorry, you're not going to be able to power your car, and your car needs charging, well, then you're going to have people hoarding power, going, oh, no, well, they're shutting off power, so everybody charge, charge, charge now. Look at the panic people have with their smartphone. I even feel that anxiety, because I can't explain to people that my phone died because I can't answer the phone. And so I have to charge. I mean, I drop everything to charge. And sometimes my phone is uncharged because the cat knocked out the charger, and so I thought it charged all night, and it didn't. But what if you have a power outage and you didn't charge that night? Now what do you do? Americans like flexibility. Americans like choice. And Americans like backup plans. Would I be a two electric vehicle home with no other? Oh, no way. No way. I'm always going to have my fuel car. Also, I have a used Corvette, so that's going to be hard to give up. But I just want to know that if I need to, I have gas at the house, I can put gas in, and I can go if I need to. Yeah, and again, I want to help the environment. But there's a better way to do this, especially since more and more scientists coming out say these electric vehicles are not necessarily that environmentally friendly. When you look at the tires, when you look at their weight, when you look at the lithium batteries, when you look at the water it takes to extinguish a car fire from an electric battery, you're not really looking at that much environmental savings. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.